Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was in Tunica yesterday for the debut of their sports book at Gold Strike Casino.
That's the Gold Strike.
Yeah, I did a column on it. If you want to check it out at commercialappeal.com. Yeah. But on one of the boards, they had, I mean, you could bet on who scores first in this preseason game.
The preseason game.
Yeah, what players scored. It was all these prop bets on the preseason game, which was phenomenal.
I can't wait to go down there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, it's not, you know, you can bet on anything you could bet on in Vegas.
Yeah.
The vibe is not Vegas. It's, okay. You know, you're still very much in Tunica.
But it's,
But it's cool. It's going to be a cool place.
They'll probably even add more to it because they're trying to get it going.
Well, what Gold Strike told me is this is real. They had 60 days to put this together.
Right.
They're going to put in a more permanent sports book going forward. They just wanted to get this all in place. They want to be first, get it all in place before football season starts. So it's going to be fascinating. I mean, it's going to generate, I think, a ton of money. I mean,
how many people were there in Tunica at Gold Strike yesterday, and it was day one?
I'd say a couple hundred. I'd say.
Really?
Yeah, they invited like a lot of their VIP, you know, the guy. I don't want to say degenerates.
no, we got those here at the station. Yeah, they're fun. We love the degenerates. They listen to a lot of sports talk
radio.
The people
who bet often at Gold Strike were there, and it was fun. You could bet on. Like Memphis was 9-5 odds to win the AAC football championship. You could bet on who was going to win the SEC championship. You could bet over under on all the college football.
I love this.
Wins. And I think what they told me is right now you have to go down there to make your bets.
Okay.
But soon they're going to have mobile betting.
You're going to be able to do it on your phone.
I mean, you know what the fascinating stat is to me?
What?
As of yesterday, Mississippi is now the closest place you can place a legal sports bet for 22 of the country's 50 biggest cities.
Oh, I totally believe that because the thing that Mississippi was really smart about on this was that law that they passed before the United States government passed their law. That, I'm not sliding Mississippi. Sometimes some of the way they run government is not so smart. Like, that was a very smart move. And the fact that Tennessee doesn't, and we talk about this constantly.
It's not happening here. They're going to be like one of the last.
They will be the holdout.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know about the holdout, but like until it's like a consensus in this country, I don't foresee Tennessee leaving.
Well, and I'm sure you hear it in your job, but before you got here, like before they put that Bass Pro Pyramid in. Bass Pro's killing it. They're doing a great job. There's no mistaking that. It's been great for the renaissance with that building. But, like, everybody and their mother that I live with, my neighbors were like, why is that not a casino? Like, it's right on the river, you know. But it all goes back to the Tennessee crap.
Well, I think it's like a lot of things in the state. What the western part of the state is does not necessarily align with what the middle and the eastern part of the state want.
That's exactly right.
It'll be interesting to see maybe the success in Mississippi will
float north.
will convince folks in Nashville to change their mind in Knoxville.
The final thing I'll say on this is it was hard for Tunica. This is going back 8 or 9 years ago when they had those floods. That really hurt Tunica because Southwind at the time had a renaissance and really figured it out. And they installed those robo-gambling systems, plus they built on, and Tunica was taking hit after hit after hit because of the distance from Memphis. And so now I think that the idea is they can stick it back and get some of that money because if you look at Southland growth, I don't know if you have done this or not, the Southland growth chart over the last 10 years is a straight line towards the moon. It's unbelievable what they did to Tunica.
I think it'll bring a younger crowd to
Tunica. Yeah, it'll be different. But Gary's right. They have to do the mobile stuff, and they have to do, like, hot people there, all that stuff. Like, they're going to have to sex it up a little bit and make it super cool to be there with the jumbotrons and stuff. Otherwise, no, people won't drive down there. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.